You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2026 in the afternoon. We're in the Taylor Avery Dennison space, and I'm with Ralph Grogan, the Vice President and General Manager, and Robbie Mira, who is the Vice President of Corporate Development at Avery Dennison. Yeah, I'm excited to be here with you guys. I'm going to tell you a little bit of history real quick. You know, Jack Rady, family-run business, owned Taylor Adhesives and did a great job. This business has been around for a long time. And then private equity came in, ran it for a little while under the Meridian name. And now we have a publicly traded company who decided to invest in this business over the long term and pull it away from private equity. So my first question is, what did you see in Taylor that made you want to own it?
Yes, thank you. There's actually a lot to like. So first of all, we thought Taylor was a great fit with our strategy inside of Avery Dennison and the materials group business within Avery Dennison. We really look for what we call high value categories to invest in and drive outsized growth. And we feel Taylor's business and flooring adhesives, a true specialty player known for quality, innovation, great brand, really is a great fit with that high value category strategy. We're also very impressed with the team, Ralph and the rest of the team at Taylor, and the wonderful relationships and equity they have in the industry. And inside of Avery Dennison Materials Group, we are a world leader in pressure sensitive adhesive technology. So we saw Taylor as a great complement. They're obviously very deep in flooring, have great application expertise, and we think our material science and technology can help complement the great things that they've been doing for decades, as you mentioned, in flooring. And we're very excited about the combination and the opportunities to continue to serve customers very well and drive outstanding growth.
When you think of Avery Dennison, I mean, you almost think of office supplies. I mean, I remember in college having to know the software where I could print labels, and you guys wrote that software. But I mean, it is pressure sensitive. So you've been in the adhesive business for a long time, and this is kind of more on the industrial scale, right?
Yes, Stan Avery actually invented the pressure-sensitive label almost 100 years ago. So we're very proud of that legacy. And today we're sort of number one in the world in terms of pressure-sensitive label materials. We're number one in the world in terms of UHF RFID tags. We've got a pretty exciting portfolio in a number of other areas. And we think Taylor is a great next growth platform for us.
Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
Ralph, you and I go way back. We'll run through all of it, but back from the Tandis days, the Lees days, and the carpet side of the business. You went over to run Bentley for a while, and you've done a couple of things since then, and now you've been here, what, about 3 years?
Yeah, right at 3 years, Cap. Thanks.
And we got to see how valuable this company was because it's a publicly traded company bought it, and now everybody sees what some people think it's worth. It was a big number, and we're not surprised because, I mean, you're one of the leading adhesive businesses, not just carpet glue or putting down wood flooring. You make an adhesive for almost every type of flooring, right?
Yes, sir, we do. And that's sort of what keeps Taylor. We stand apart. We've got some great competition out in the marketplace. But our product innovation that started many, many years ago, and we've not rested on our laurels. We continue to improve products. And that's one of the things I'm excited about with Avery is to increase our innovation with some of the technical expertise they have to team up with our technical expertise and speed to market. It's only going to help us come to market quicker. So the Taylor team is extremely excited.
Let me just tell you, listening to the background of Avery and having some guy 100 years ago that invented pressure sensitive, you know, when you think about it, some people think this is a compounding business. You know, we're going to buy a little bit of that, a little bit of that. We'll stick it in a bucket and we'll sell it. Okay. But no, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, you've got people in lab coats. You've got people that go out and be with the customer and teach them how to use the product. So looking at the runway, especially with this kind of backing, it looks like you guys could be able to take this to the next level, right?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. And, you know, we have an unbelievable testing lab there in Dalton, our technical center there, which has been open several years. We have a lot of customers that come in, train their sales force there on how to sell adhesives, and we'll get customers come in. We have a new LVT backing or a new carpet backing. Can you test your product with our backing? We test it, and it gives our customers a lot of confidence when we go back and says, it works with your backing, and then they can go out and tell their customers that you can have a worry-free installation. So the whole technical part is one of the big reasons that separates us from a lot of our competitors.
And a lot of these brands want to have their brand name on the adhesive. And you do as much of that business as you do the tailor business, right?
We do. We have a great relationship with a lot of OEM customers that trust us to test their products. They just want a worry-free installation. And if they know the adhesive is working, they're going to feel very, very comfortable that the job's going to go down 100% without any complaints. So we're a big part of that. And we know that's a part of our business. And distribution network is also a very popular part of our business as well. So the combination, both are very important to our business.
So you mentioned the factory you have in Dalton. You have a factory in LA, and then I think you have factories in Texas as well, right?
Right. We have a plant in Dalton, Georgia. We also have our technical center there in Dalton. We have a plant in Fontana, California, that basically anything we can make in Dalton, we can make in California. So our customers that have West Coast distribution centers, you know, we're right there in Fontana. We can save on freight and, you know, lead times of that nature. Then we have a urethane plant that's mainly focused on wood that's just south of Dallas. And we're growing our turf business. As you know, Kemp Turf becoming more and more popular. A lot of manufacturers there in Dalton that have crews that go out throughout the country. It's a urethane product. So we're growing our urethane not only with wood, but also what's happening in the turf world. So we're very bullish on the year. We really are.
I've got to tell you that it's exciting to meet you and hear you guys are in this for the long term. So from a new product perspective, you're here at the show. What are you talking to your customers who are coming by?
We have a brand new technology. We have a product, Resolute, which is a moisture barrier product where if a customer has moisture situation, this is 100% no moisture tested, guaranteed. One of the items we hear from customers is we want to have rolling loads on it, like in a hospital operating room or a hospital room. They want to use the product, but we historically have been 8 hours to be able to get on the product. We improved that to 6 hours with the products, and we can do heavy loads. So if you have a hospital bed or even an operating table, within 6 hours, we can turn that room around, which saves our customers a lot of money. We also, as with data centers and AI, we have a static dissipative adhesive this year that we introduced it. We came out with it. We thought it was going to be popular, but the reaction we've had to that in the show just in one short day has been fantastic. So I think we may have a home run with both of those products. And our existing products, we continue to work Bob DeLamera and the R&D crew to improve the existing products we have. So innovation and technical service, that really drives what we do versus our competitors.
You know, there's some risk when you're in the M&A business, and you went out on a limb here with this M&A, but you feeling good about the investment?
We're feeling very good. We're very happy with the team that's come into the Avery Dennison family. We're excited about the long-term prospects for the business and the value we can create together and for our customers.
Okay, guys, thanks for spending time with our viewers. Again, been talking to Ravi Mira and Ralph Grogan here at the Taylor Avery Dennison space at Surfaces. And you've been watching Kepar and FloridaDaily.net.